This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday joined a picket line with striking auto workers in the state of Michigan, backing their call for a 40% pay raise.
Well, let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
Biden's appearance, the first visit by a U.S. president to striking workers in modern history, comes a day before Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner for president, will speak to auto workers in Michigan. The rare back-to-back events highlights the importance of union support in the 2024 presidential election, even though unions represent a tiny fraction of U.S. workers. Sudan's conflict has forced millions from their homes, but malnutrition, floods, and a withering economy are leaving many struggling to get by. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
More than 5.25 million of Sudan's 49 million population have been displaced since the fighting erupted, according to UN figures. Most have not returned home. They face malnutrition and floods as they lodge in shelters beset by crumbling walls and scorpions. Survival depends on handouts and meager aid relief, as the generosity of host communities is stretched increasingly thin.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The death toll from an explosion and fire at a fuel depot in Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday has jumped to 125, Interfax Azerbaijan reported on Tuesday, citing the Armenian Health Ministry. The number of victims rose sharply after the Karabakh authorities reported 20 dead on Tuesday morning. The blast occurred as thousands of ethnic Armenians flee the breakaway.